Rescue workers struggled on Thursday to reach areas cut off by floods and landslides that have killed at least 356 people in one of Brazil's worst natural disasters in decades. Hillsides and riverbanks north of Rio de Janeiro collapsed after the equivalent of a month's rain fell in just 24 hours, destroying houses and killing entire families as they slept. Survivors across the region were seen wading through waist-high water, carrying what belongings they could, trying to reach higher ground.
They asked us to leave our apartment, so I came to my granddaughter's house, but the walls were cracking there too. I don't know what will become of us.
Many stranded residents were forced to fend for themselves, as rescue operations were hampered by destroyed roads and treacherous terrain. More rain is forecast for coming days, raising the risk of further mudslides. Rio State Deputy Governor Luiz Fernando Pizzau says the state government is asking the military to help.
Up to this moment, Governor Sergio Cabral has asked the Navy's Admiral Julio for Navy helicopters and also to bring more rescue workers and more gear.
The disaster is an early challenge for new President Dilma Rousseff, who has already made $460 million in emergency funds available for the rescue and reconstruction efforts. I'm Eimear McCarthy.